Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined with my phenomenal co-host, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. It is Monday, Mind Shifting Monday, as always. We're excited to be here. Thank you to all of you that are listening online at mindshifttalkradio.com, as well as those of you that are listening by phone. If you have any questions tonight, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. For those of you that have been here before, you already know what the format is. There is no format. And for those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you that are not aware of what the show is about, this show is for people like you and I, people that are looking to grow in every area of our lives, whether it's physically, financially, spiritually. If you need some guidance and direction in terms of your personal development as well as your professional development, any area of your life in which a mind shift, a paradigm shift may be necessary, this is the show for you. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you to all of you that support us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. But like I said, I'm Stacey Emery, and I'm excited to be here. Having some technical difficulties today, I'm not able to hear my co-host right now for some reason, but she will be joining us before the end of the hour. So as we always do, before we get started with this week's topic, we'd like to go ahead and give you a recap of what we discussed last night, or last week, actually. And for those of you that missed the show last week, no worries. The replays are available for you. You can check them out at mindshifttalkradio.com. We encourage you to go check out our new website. You can listen to the live show, you can listen to the archives, and you can read up about Sister Big Bones and me. So we love to hear from you guys. We have a contact us page there. Feel free to, you know, drop us a line, send a message, let us know what your thoughts are about the show. If there's any topics you'd like us to discuss, feel free to ask that or share that as well. And if you have not befriended us yet on Facebook, we encourage you to do that. Like our page. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. You can also follow us here through Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalk.com, look for Mind Shift Talk Radio, and just click the follow link. That way, you're connected with us every week, so you know about upcoming shows, you know about things we're discussing throughout the hour. I tell you, sometimes the show gets pretty interesting, to say the least, and so we encourage you to make sure that you stay connected. So that's it. Make sure you go back, check out the replay of last week's show. We talked about success, and really the premise behind the show was discussing the fear of success, and it was pretty much just a heart-to-heart between Sister Big Bones and myself, and we were talking about success. Is it your greatest enemy or your greatest ally? And we talked about how success is a matter of perspective. And some people, you know, view success in several different ways. If I were to ask 10 of you right now what your definition of success is, I would probably get 10 different answers. You know, there would be 10 different scenarios and responses and so forth. And so last week we just really dove into that a little bit, you know, talked about what our definitions of success were, talked about some reasons why people don't step out and pursue their success, and how to overcome some of those fears and those obstacles that some of us will face throughout different journeys and different areas of our lives. So check that out. Now, this week, we're shaking it up a little bit, totally off from the whole success, greatest ally, enemy topic that we had last week. We're going to have a heart-to-heart with the ladies. We're doing a roundtable discussion. This is part one of a two-part conversation. So, you know, you're here this week. Definitely encourage you to make sure that you're here next week as well. And I do have my partner here. She's finally able to be heard on the line. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce her to you guys and let you hear from her. Sister Big Bones, what's going on, lady?
Happy March.
I'm like, you know, I know we're having some technical difficulties, but she's going to be here. But I'm glad that you're here sooner than later. So,
oh,
hey,
my.
Chica.
Hola, mamacita.
Hola, mamacita. See, I can't do that with anyone else. That's why I need you here. It's not the same. I thought you abandoned me or something. I know we get into it all the time, but I think we've been good for the last week.
Yeah, not on a Monday night.
No. We squash all beef on Monday night. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here, but I was just giving, you know, telling everyone about the short recap from last week's show, and I was getting ready to introduce tonight's topic, so why don't you go ahead and do that for us?
Well, let's get with it. No, things to say, like, that make you go, really? Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
We do it all the time when we're talking with our friends, when we're watching TV and talking to ourselves, and you know, it's like, for real? Not really.
Right. And it's going to be fun because we're going to have a roundtable. We haven't had one of these all-girl roundtables in some time. And it's always fun when we have these because, like I explained to everyone just now, you know, this is part one of a part two conversation. So you'll get to hear, you know, the continuation of this conversation next week, but we're going to have some guys on, so you get to hear some stuff from a male perspective as well. So this is always fun. I think we haven't done one of these girls versus guy type conversations since the barbershop talk. Ugh, barbershop talk when Chris Gloss and who else was on that round table. It was Chris, and I think Billy was here, Quentin McCall. We had, like, all these, you know, men just kind of sharing all the information and just kind of putting it all out there. It was a lot of fun.
I hope they wasn't anonymous and you done told who they were.
Uh-oh. Oops. Okay. And see, I can't go back and erase that because this is live. So, anywho, don't tell them I told you. But anyway, so let's go on with this week's conversation. We have two ladies joining us tonight. We have Jackie joining us from Los Angeles, and we also have Miss Anika joining us from the Atlanta area. So welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Welcome. Yes, yes. Glad to have you ladies here. You guys heard what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about things that make you say, really? Like, what's really going on? And I'm sure you guys have those really tight responses on a day-to-day basis, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as I said before, we don't have, like, a real format because that's boring. So we pretty much just have roundtable conversation. And for those of you that are listening, like I said, you know, if you want to take part in this conversation, feel free to chime in. You can give us a call, 347-989-0206. Just make sure you raise your hand so we'll know that you would like to make a comment on air. But we have a couple of things that we want to talk about tonight. We don't have that much time, obviously, because we know if this were face-to-face, we'd be sitting around talking for hours about some of this stuff, probably sipping some coffee or tea, glass of wine. So just pretend with us for now. So one of the topics that we want to discuss is this whole craze going on around these reality TV shows. Now, Sister Big Bones, what are your thoughts about the whole reality TV chaos going on right now?
Yeah, it's like reality, like really? Like, whose reality is this for real?
Mm-hmm.
I take particular offense with the ones in Atlanta, or the housewives,
yes,
or whatever, and ain't nobody married. Like, really?
And that's why I'm going to Anika, because she's coming out of Atlanta. And I want to know what your thoughts are. What are your perspective on, like, I know the whole love and hip-hop thing going on, and like Sister said, talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. What are your thoughts about these shows? I mean, these shows, are they really realistic? Is it reality, or is it just all a whole bunch of nonsense?
I think 30% of it is maybe what they started out they wanted to be, and then the other 70% is just really for TV, because I've known, like, some people who do some people's hair that do reality shows. No, I'm not going to name any names, but they did the whole 360. You know, it's the whole 360, and I think they're doing it, one, for fame, two for money, and, you know, so I just think it's all like smoke and mirrors to me. That's just my personal opinion.
Now, I haven't followed the whole Love and Hip Hop show, so maybe you guys have to fill me in. Like, I just heard enough for me not to be interested in even watching one episode, but why don't you guys tell me a little bit about that one? What's that supposed to be about?
I take issue with people that watch it, so I'm going to be quiet. Can you can watch it, Sister Big Boss, for comedic relief.
No! Really?
No.
You keeping that garbage on the air. Boo!
Right. I just watching the reunion for comedic relief, so I put everything I was thinking the whole season to rest, because my boyfriend actually watched it just to kind of see what he was dealing with fake, and it just kind of put all that stuff we were saying, you know, it just brought it to the forefront and let us know that it's definitely to get money. And that's
well,
what
see,
they kind of
but out. For you, Anika, you understand that it's comedy. You understand that it's fake and it's phony, and, you know, it's just for entertainment purposes, but not everyone knows that. And that's the concern I have, especially our young people. They don't really I don't think many young people understand. Now, of course, we know, I like to think that I was pretty intelligent as a young person, and I can tell, you know, I can decipher the difference between reality and a whole bunch of nonsense. But I don't think all young people can, especially when you listen to what comes out of the mouths of some of these young people nowadays. I mean, and there's even the sad part is you even have adults that just kind of hang on this stuff. And it's sad. I know I was listening to some adult women recently talking about, I guess there's another show out now with this little girl. I don't know if she's like 4 or 5, and it's called Honey Boo Boo Child or something. Have you guys heard of that one?
Oh, Lord. No, I have not.
Okay. Well, she's a young girl from, you know, goodness, I don't know how to, I don't want to offend anyone.
You can't even get back.
Huh?
That's crazy. I'm not into the reality scene.
Right.
I'm not into the reality scene, but I visited someone on a Monday night, and the whole family was glued to Love and Hip Hop. Is that the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Right.
And I will, you know, I'm with both Sister Big Bones and Anika. You know, it's buffoonery, but the part that I saw, it was just straight comedy. Now, it was just so stupid. Like, oh my God! Like, this stuff is actually on television,
right?
And you know, so it made it exactly. So it did make me laugh. Now, as far as you know, the young kids and the other folks that gravitate to that stuff and want to believe that it's real, everyone knows that what's on television is scripted. So if they want to believe, like, oh my God, this stuff is like for real, like really, no. And I think that it's up to, you know, like the parents to educate these kids and say, no, this stuff is not real. It's just made for television.
Definitely.
I think there's more adults watching it than kids, for one. Scripted is, like, the Cosby show was scripted and comedy. And that painted a much better picture of African-Americans and the African-American community and family, then it's filled on this garbage in these non-reality shows.
And you're right. I mean, you know, but back then, that was real television. It had substance. And now, it's just like rap. You know, it's just like music. It's everything. It's evolved into nonsense. And so anything that makes sense, that shows people in a positive light, no one gravitates to that stuff because it's something good. Now, when it's ugly and just, oh, my God, everyone gravitates to the ugly. To people fighting against each other as opposed to uplifting each other. I mean, that stuff is just bad. It's bad for television. And I know me personally, I had emailed BET at one point, because everything that they showed on television was just like it depicted black folks in a negative light, as far as I was concerned. Well, the email
came back
to me.
Did you get a response from them?
Oh, okay. No, it came back to me. It's undeliverable.
Okay. But no, and you know, and the interesting thing about it is, and I don't know, I'm trying to think back to what were some of the original reality shows that came out, because I know, I think, I guess I can go back to Real World.
It's that Real World stuff. The
Yeah, but it's like now, like you said, the buffoonery is what you called it, Jackie. I see, I agree with the whole concept, like when you say buffoonery, because now it seems like it even has a crossover effect, because I was talking to you guys about the Honey Boo Boo Child. At one point, there was this stigma or this stereotype that it was only amongst African Americans, that all the shows were just, you know, black people cutting up on TV. But this Honey Boo Boo Child, little girl, is not African American. You know, she's cutting, so... Yeah, now we're crossing the bridge now. We're crossing the train tracks with some of these crazy shows. And you guys have seen the Redneck show and all these crazy shows that are coming out. So I'm like, okay, really? Like everyone's being affected with the nonsense now. You know, everyone's falling for the hype.
You know what the sad thing is that these people are making ridiculous amount of money. Like, for instance, with I was reading some article about Snooki. The Life of Jersey, the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Oh,
this chick is getting paid by colleges like $30,000 for an appearance. Now, you see, and that's the thing, people are buying into it, and they're making people like that so famous. Like, you cannot be famous just for being famous, just for fighting in a bar. You know, that's how you're known now. You get a name by being a fool on television, by being stuck in a house with a bunch of girls calling each other bees and hoes and all this other stuff. Like, that's not, you know, it doesn't show women in a positive light. And, you know, for as to why people sit there and watch it and feel entertained by it, it's like way over my head.
You know,
right.
That's one show I said I would never watch. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, they're not using their intelligence. They're just using something else. And when they get older, and, like, I think is this girl pregnant, right? So when her child is looking back at this, like, I would think, what is my child going to think about me for actually doing this show? You know,
exactly.
That would be my main thing. Like, I would think about what my kids are going to think about me doing this show, because everything's viral now, and you can look everything up on the Internet. So, you know, I would want that to be what my kids would see of me on the Internet.
Well, see, this is where even those individuals need to have that mind shift that we talk about, because from their perspective, Anika, it's going to be like, well, you know, it's not about what my child is going to say later. At least I can tell my baby that I did what I had to do to make my money. I mean, how many times have you heard people say, I did what I had to do. I got to take care of my kids.
You
know what I mean?
You got to have integrity, too, though. It's just you got to have a little bit more integrity. So you don't want to teach your child because you got to make your money. You just don't want to.
Okay, you're fading out.
Did we lose it?
But yeah, it sounds like she's fading out. But in terms of the integrity piece, I don't think there's really any integrity in any of these shows that we're discussing right now.
And they'll probably say we're the ones that need to have the mind shift that we, you know, we just need to get with it
and stop being so
serious,
right? We need to stop being so serious. I like to think that we have fun realistically, you know, without being crazy and getting caught up in the nonsense. I mean, I don't know, but we're not going to spend too much time on that one because we have a list of things that we need to discuss. So we're going to shift it now. Yeah, moving on to relationships. Now, I know, Sister Big Bones, you had one that you wanted to talk about in terms of some of the stuff that we tolerate. What was your really moment in terms of relationships?
this is for my women, the women folk. That get upset because old boy ain't being a good daddy or a good baby daddy or whatever you want to call him. He wasn't paying his child support when you met him for them kids he had, and now you upset because he not paying yours? Really? Like you knew he was trifling or vice versa. She wasn't spending time with her kids when she was spending time with you, and now you upset about what kind of mother she is to your child? Like, really?
Really?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that one, Jackie?
I'm with her. I really do not understand when women get all hot and bothered, you know, when they have, you know, the baby daddies that's not stepping up their game when it comes to their children. You knew what this guy was, you know, and this is my personal opinion, obviously, but some women, they see the signs, but they feel like they can change somebody. You know, it's like, oh, he's different with me.
He ain't paid for them other five kids by four different women, but he's going to pay for mine.
Exactly. And, you know, that's their mindset. They think, like, okay, this is going to be different. He loves me. He's gonna be better to me. Those women were just bad women. And, you know, I mean, it's a whole bunch of nonsense. And then it turns out that they can't change these men. And, you know, they get bitter. As
right.
opposed to, like, fucking it up and moving on. And, you know, I was just talking to someone this afternoon, and I said, well, you know, the best way you can show someone, if you want someone to look at you and say, oh, yeah, she's doing it, just step up your game and take care of your business. That's all you have to do.
Right. Do you. Well, we're going to finish the conversation. I'm going to let you guys know you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bunk Warner. Tonight we're talking about what's really going on. I mean, from reality shows to crazy expectations in relationships, we'd love to hear your thoughts. You can call us at area code 347-989-0206. Also, you can join us in the chat room. Just opened up the chat room, mindshifttalkradio.com. So go ahead and drop us a line. Now, let's go ahead and take a phone call, if you ladies don't mind, before we continue with this conversation on relationships, okay? Let's see who we're going to pick. All right, we have someone from the 614 area code. You're on live. Welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. Who do we have on the line? Okay. I guess they're quiet right now.
They're shy.
They're shy. We promise we don't bite. We don't bite.
Well,
but anyway, we're not going to worry about that right now. If you do have a question, I don't know if maybe I clicked you off, but feel free to give us a call. Raise your hand again, and we'll get back to you. But, yeah, so back to this relationship piece. And you talked about how, yeah, women, I have to say women, because I know there's probably some guys that do this as well. But with us being women, going to talk from a female perspective, it really does frustrate me when I hear women complain about things that men are doing when the signs were there early on in the relationship. And I think many of us just get so involved, you know, and I say this all the time, women, we're naturally emotional beings, and we can walk around and try to be tough like a guy. You know, guys can sit there and say, you know, we're just going to kick it. We're just going to hang out, you know, no titles. We just do us when we do, and we're good. And then you have these females that go into it and say, oh, yeah, we could do that. You know, I'm fine with that. But realistically, it's not that easy for a woman because our heartstrings are always going to be tied, especially when there's intimacy involved in the relationship. And so it's frustrating when you hear women finally get caught up. You started off saying it was cool to just be friends. You were okay saying y'all were friends with benefits. And then now all of a sudden, 2 months into it, you're complaining because he doesn't want to be with you like that. You know, and then you have conversations with these females, and they just don't want to hear what you have to say. It's just like every excuse in the world about why he should be different. So it goes back to what Jackie said, that we go into it, many of us go into it thinking we can change him. You know, I'm going to do this differently, I'm going to do that, and then we're left high and dry, basically, and just right. nursing this wounded heart at the end of the day. I think a lot of it personally has to do with self-esteem issues. A lack of confidence. It could be a woman not understanding her worth. You know, it could be several reasons why a woman would do that. But what do you guys think about it?
I think it's back to that mind shift. If like you said, a woman has to know her worth. Now, if a guy is into you, you will know. He doesn't have to necessarily tell you that he loves you. But his actions, words really don't mean anything as far as I'm concerned. But your actions is what, I mean, it speaks volumes of how a man cares or loves his woman. And a lot of times, like you said, people do see red flags. You know, it's the Mars-Venus effect. I mean, men are physical creatures. Women, we get all caught up like, oh, my God, he loves me. He said so. No, he doesn't, because he's still doing X, Y, Z. You know, can this man provide for you and your children? If you get hungry, why would you call somebody to borrow money when you have your man? you know, that's right there. It's like, okay, you got to go. I'm sorry.
Because he ain't got no money either. I'm just
He ain't got no money either. I'm trying to borrow from him.
I
can
be broke
It's crazy. I prefer to be broke by myself. So, you know, why have someone breathing in your face if this person cannot not only necessarily provide for you financially, but emotionally? You know, I mean, sometimes you come from work, you're drained, you're emotionally drained, you're physically, you're, your mind is just gone, and you want that person to say, like, okay, baby, I just need to talk to you, and he listens and he makes everything better. You know, that's what you want, like that rock. But
right.
If he's out there with the homies, then, you know, what do you do?
Well, where do you draw the line? Because, you know, you, of course, you do want the man that's about the action. You want to make sure that he's not just talking the talk, but he's walking the walk. But then I talk to other females, and see, I just try to figure out where's the middle ground, because you have some women that have the guy that does everything, and then he doesn't provide that emotional romance, you know, that type of connection. And then you have the man on the other opposite end of the spectrum that is totally romantic, writes poems, sends you cute messages, does all that, but there's nothing to support that behind to say, okay, you know, your poems are sweet and all that stuff, but can that pay the bills and so forth? So it's like, where do you draw the line? And then now, especially, I know, especially in the Atlanta area, everyone's so progressive. Everyone's talking about starting a business. We all have this entrepreneurial mindset and so forth. He's just finding himself right now. You know, he's working on something. You know, at what point do you say enough of working on something? You need to bring something at this point. You know, when do you say enough already?
What? When the bills are due.
Exactly. Well, coochie, the thing about it is coochie ain't currency, and that's what we've got to learn. You know, that's what we're dealing with, and we using our poo nanny to pay the bills. We're using our poo nanny in exchange for something. My mom would say, a man's I love you ain't the same as a woman's I love you. A man would say, I love you, to get sex, and a woman would give sex to get I love you. But we don't realize that. Or maybe we do realize that, and that's why we use it as a form of currency.
And see, that's our data bill. Women have the power. You know, I've heard that women do have the power.
Oh, but we do.
And you know what?
That's a fact.
That's what gets me saying, really, right there, is all these women out here giving away for free. They done cheapened the cost of the poo nanny. Like, stop giving it away.
Why buy the cow when the milk is for free?
Right.
They value that. See, but then again, how much am I supposed to charge for the milk then? That's what I need to know.
At least rent.
Well, like they say, you make more money when you're renting it. Exactly. When you put it for rent, you make more money. That's what I've heard, people.
See, now we done set women back a bit. Just now.
But really, though,
like, as far as drawing the line, like, where, you know, like, okay, you have the romantic, I love you, the rose petals, the candlelights, and all this other stuff, the wine. That's all fine and dandy, but then that's when you get the two of them together and make them one man. You need to find that balance. And if you know that, you know, a lot of people are in relationships and they're miserable. Some people are in relationships because it's convenient. Oh, well, this person, like you said, this person pays the bills. You know, yeah, he supports the family financially, but emotionally he's dead. You know, I believe that, you know, in life you just have to set that tone. So if a man comes into your life and if he's really interested, he'll learn to stroke you. He'll learn different things about you and he'll read you properly. So he'll know, like, okay, you know what, my baby's having a bad day. Let me come home early and at least be there for her. Or, you know, maybe she likes a latte. Let me just bring her a latte. It might not be much, but because he took the time to study you and learn the type of person that you are and what you like, then he'll provide that for you. It doesn't have to be like a mountain of cash. You know?
That'd be nice.
It would be beautiful, but as long as, you know, there's that middle ground, then that's fine. But, you know, it's about compromising. You know, you might not get, you know, Denzel, but you'll get maybe like a Kevin Hart, but at least he knows how to handle business and he takes care of everything.
Kevin Hart, cute. I like Kevin Hart.
Yes, he's cute, isn't he?
All right, so we're going to take another call. We have a few calls in the queue, so we're going to take a call from the 323 area code. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio. Who do we have on the line?
This is Loretta from Los Angeles. Hey, ladies.
Hey,
Loretta.
Hi,
Loretta.
How's
everybody doing tonight?
We are
wonderful. What are your thoughts about the conversation?
Yes, I've been listening to the show and enjoying the conversation. You ladies have some good points. The only thing that I wanted to add it to the conversation about men, about having that perfect one, I know you guys have all heard the 80-20 rule. You're going to get 80% of everything you're looking for, and then there's that 20% that you're going to have to work with. Behind every good man is a good woman. So at
Come
the
on,
end
man.
Of the day, we have a job, and if you want your man to be 100%, you got to train him on the other 20%. So please don't ever think that they come into you 100. They just not. They don't have it like that. They just don't. The best man that you could ever lay your eyes on, he might have the money, just like you said, but then he's not there emotionally. That's our job, to train them, to give them the other 20%, to show them what it is they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be doing. And the best thing you can only ask for is that you get a man that will step up to the plate and do what it is that you ask him to do. Don't expect for them to know it. Don't expect for them to come to you 100%, because you will be dissatisfied every time. But if you get one that will do what you ask of him, you got it. You win it all day long.
Oh, preach, girl, preach.
In that order.
But to her point, the other 20% is us. Allowing him to learn us. We expect them to come and know everything that is to please us, and yet we don't tell them. The other 20% is giving them the opportunity to get to know who we are, but we can't allow them to get to know who we are when we don't know who we are ourselves.
And I think that's the real question. Do we really know as women who we are?
Right. Well, thank
and
you for calling,
a lot of
Loretta. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me chime in. I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
All righty. So what did you mean by that, Anika, in terms of us understanding who we are? Elaborate on that.
I think before you can request something of a man and you want him to be a certain way, you have to know what you want and you have to know what it takes, you know, as a female and as a woman, like what is going to be that, what you can take. Just like if you go back to the reality stuff, as, you know, I was watching a little reunion show with Jocelyn and Mimi, even though Jocelyn was talking out her head and she was, and I think the girl was crazy, she knew what kind of man she was dealing with. You know, so she knew what her cards, what was in his deck. She didn't expect anything more of him. And I think as women, we kind of have to kind of know that and know what we expect from somebody and know what we want. And so, like, back to the reality, she knew exactly what kind of man he was, and she played him just as such. So as many people don't like Jocelyn, I commend her for doing exactly what she wanted to do and get exactly what she wanted out of that relationship, and she didn't think nothing else of it. Going back to reality part of it. Foolishness.
That is true. A lot of women, you know, I'm obviously this is about the women, but a lot of women, you know, they sit up there and talk about the kind of man that they want. Well, you know, I want him to have this. I want him to have that. I want him to have this. But what do you have? What are you bringing to the table?
Right.
You know, why would you go ask for diamonds when all you can afford is cubic zirconia? You know me, I'm not going to sit there and ask a man to buy me chocolate diamonds when I can't even afford it my damn self. So I need to be able to say, well, you know, I got my little stash, so if you want to give me a chocolate diamond, go on ahead and do that, and I appreciate it, but I can also buy my own. But at the moment, I can't, so I'm not going to ask for it. So whatever it is that I get as a gift or anything, it's a token of that person's love for me, and I appreciate it. And that's the next thing. A lot of people don't appreciate. You know, they have somebody. They don't appreciate. And that's the thing. You have to show that person that you appreciate them.
All right. So that takes me to the next piece then, because I like that you touched on that, Jackie, in terms of the gratitude piece. And what do you ladies think? I mean, do you ladies necessarily agree that a man, in order for a man to want to be willing to buy into that 20%, like Loretta just talked about, for a man to even entertain the 20%, that you have to stroke his ego? Do you guys agree with that?
I think it's about you attract more with honey than you do with vinegar. And especially women of color, black women get the bad reputation of we use our words to beat our men up instead of building them up. We use them to beat them down. And, you know, we're going to go all sister girl on you, and we rolling necks and eyes and heads and popping gums and snapping fingers. Like, that's not – even if you go biblical and we talk about the power of life and death is in our tongue, you know, we are slaying our men with our words, whether we're saying it to our friends or whether we're saying it to them. And instead of using our words to build them up, we are beating them down.
Yes, I agree
with that.
And, I've had a couple friends that – all they do is beat their exes down, like, oh, he's a dog, he's this, he's that, he's that. And I said, oh, well, he wasn't a dog when he was breathing in your face, now was he?
Say that.
You know, and I always believe, like, okay, yeah, relationships end, but it doesn't have to be bitter and ugly. You know, at least for me personally, I'm not going to hold malice against you. We in it for a reason, and we can move on from that. You know, like, suck it up and move on. But I'm not gonna go out there and talk bad about you, because when I was with you, you were nothing but gold, you know.
Right.
And now we're not together, it's like the gold is being chipped off, and it's nothing but, you know, like that silver underneath. So I just believe that, you know,
gold
instead of
plated.
Beating down the men, yeah, they're gold plated. So I believe, like, you know what? If you a friendship is very important in relationships, and I think if you're really friends with your man, then if and when the relationship ends, it shouldn't be ugly. There should not be any ugliness between you guys. If that person want to get ugly, okay, that's fine. You know what? That's your feeling, and I can accept that. But move on.
This is a free part for men, for those men that are listening. If she can't say anything positive about her child's father or children's fathers or whatever her situation is or her exes, she's not healed and whole, and she doesn't deserve to be in a relationship with you because she's not ready. And the
exactly.
same is true with women looking at men. If they can't say anything positive about their ex-girlfriends or the mothers of their children or some female in their life or maternal influence in their life, then they can't look at you in a positive light. They're not ready.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I feel like a lot of men, they don't take the time to heal. They jump from this one to that one to that one, and it becomes a vicious, ugly cycle, as opposed to, you know, this relationship ended, I need to take time. I, you know, there are no men at the table, but at the same time, it'd be interesting to find out, like, you know, how do guys like heal from breakups? Because some of them just they take that as like, well, she don't want me, let's move on to the next, and you know, a
That's
week or
they,
two later,
the best
it's
way
like,
to get over a woman is in the bed with
another
one,
get under another one, get over by getting under. I've heard plenty of guys say that,
and it's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Because when do you heal? Like, when are you gonna be ready to find the person that, you know, that was made for you? You'll
right.
never
and
find
you
that mean, person because you don't take that time.
I think they don't heal. They take everything from every past relationship, and they kind of just build on each other. And when they get into their next year's relationship, it kind of just festers. So I think that's what a lot of men do as well.
like they say, hurt people hurt other people, you know.
Right.
And at some point you end up feeling it for what another woman did, 2-3 women before you. You're still feeling it now, and she did that back in 1993. You know, it's unfortunate. It's sad. But I know we're coming up towards the end of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. We're joined by Jackie and Anika for roundtable discussion, and we're talking about what's really going on. What's really going on in terms of, you know, perceived reality, and what's going on in our relationships? What's going on in our mindset? What are we bringing to relationships? What are the expectations we have for others? But really, what do we expect of ourselves? And so this conversation is really, you know, I know we're having a lot of fun, and I don't want listeners to misunderstand the premise behind the show or why we're having this conversation. I know we do a lot of laughing and so forth, and we're doing a lot of joking, but really it's about creating that mind shift. It's about seeing things from a different perspective, and that's why we encourage having these roundtable conversations. We don't necessarily agree on every single topic, but we just agree to disagree. And some of you that are listening right now, you may not agree with everything that we're saying right now, but we're just sharing our perspectives. And that's why we ask that every time you come to this show, you come with an open heart and an open mind. And as we say, usually before the end of the hour, you're going to have a positive and healthy mind shift. But as I said, at the beginning of the hour, this is only part one of a two-part conversation. So we're going to continue this conversation next week, and we're going to have another roundtable. And we'll be able to hear some of this stuff from a male perspective. So, of course, you know, with the guys here, we're going to continue to talk about relationships. We want to hear about those relationships. I definitely want to ask the guys about the question we just talked about in terms of how do they heal, you know, from one relationship before they move into another relationship. I want to hear more about that whole concept of you get over a woman by getting under another woman. And how is that working for you? You know, that's going to be my question. Like, really? So we're going to continue the really conversation next week. But before we go, Sister Big Ones, what are your final thoughts about the show for tonight?
I think it's important just to stop and think about it. You know, to stop and look and listen and to we're such a microwave society where we want everything, we want it now. That we don't have patience, we don't exert patience, we don't take the time. And we don't take the time to just really look and observe and think about the long-term repercussions and implications of whatever it is we're doing and getting involved in.
Definitely. Well, I encourage you all to join us next week, Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Mind Shift Talk Radio. Jackie, Anika, want to say thank you for joining us for tonight's conversation. You ladies were a blast. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure having you guys here. And for those of you that are connected with us, like I said, make sure you're connected with us on Facebook, also through Blog Talk, and go to mindshifttalkradio.com. Hit the contact us, send us a message. You'll be added to our email list. Also, we are going to have a whole new series for you guys in the month of September. And one thing I talked about last week that we're definitely looking forward to in the month of September is having our new small business entrepreneurship series to start with Miss Sherry Darden, the business plan lady herself. Miss Sherry Darden is going to be here, so you'll get a little bit of her every month. You know, she brings it. She's awesome, love her to death, and she knows her stuff. You want to talk about making money and doing the thing? Sherry is the woman that you need to hear from, and she's here for free, guys. So it's a perfect opportunity. If you're considering opening that new nail shop, that hair shop, you want to be CEO of your lawn care company, or you just want to sell lemonade out on the corner, whatever it is that you would like to do, you want to make sure that you're here for that series, and it's going to be starting in the month of September. But again, we're going to have part two of this conversation next week, what's really going on, and you'll get to hear from some ladies as well as the fellas that will be joining us on the roundtable. So as always, I wish you guys another amazing, phenomenal, and blessed week. Make sure that you're here, and we look forward to seeing you in the chat room. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.